the convention center is planning to more than double its exhibit space by the year 2020. It's buying the last pieces of property right now. On Thursday, Sound Transit is going to start the process of selling one of those properties to the convention center, and KUOW's Joshua McNichols tells you why that matters.
David Starkey traveled to Seattle all the way from Scotland. He attended an astronomy convention this week, and he learned something that blew his mind.
If you're a non-astronomer, it won't mean anything, but you can find mini black holes inside the accretion disks of big black holes, and I didn't know you could do that. I don't know if it excites me, it horrifies me, because it means my work might all be wrong.
This is what convention centers do. They bring together people with the narrowest of interests to inspire and challenge each other, and to sell stuff to each other. But convention center CEO Jeff Blosser says we turn away $200 million of out-of-state money every year.
It's going to go to other cities.
Because our spaces are too small for the biggest conventions. Recently, a convention of emergency room physicians turned down Seattle's facility.
That is a show that we know we could get back, that's been here before, loves Seattle, loves the destination, the Convention Visitors Bureau, everybody, and they're not coming back. They won't even take a look at us because we're not big enough.
Blosser says he needs an exhibit space the size of 3 football fields. But where in the city can you fit a space like that? You have to go underground. The massive underground exhibit space he wants to build will go under Olive Way. Matt Griffin is the project's developer.
The idea is to make a site that large and put the main exhibit hall below grade and then put Olive back in place after we build the building.
On either side of the rebuilt Olive Way, the building will rise above the ground. That's where the meeting rooms, smaller exhibit spaces, and 45,000-square-foot ballroom will be located. Having all that space will let the convention center stagger multiple events. That's good for hotels. Right now, hotels are full when conventions are in full swing, but there's a lull during the downtime while conventions set up and break down. The project will be paid for using existing hotel taxes in King County and Seattle. In exchange for these taxes, hotels expect the convention center to help them fill rooms. But not everyone thinks convention centers should grow larger. Dr. Sharon Sutton walks in front of the convention center.
I live close and I avoid walking this way. I always walk through Freeway Park because of the traffic, because of the noise.
Sutton is an architecture professor at the University of Washington.
There's this movement now to make much bigger convention centers, and they're totally inhuman.
She says convention centers are important, but their sheer size means they can also be very destructive. All those people in one place, they generate a lot of traffic, and the profit they bring in isn't shared by everyone in the city. Sutton says instead of a huge new facility, we should focus on adapting existing buildings throughout the city into smaller convention spaces.
We have to get away from the idea that these conventions have to be centralized in a specific area of the city.
She says if we could do that, the whole city would benefit from money conventions bring in. For KUOW, I'm Joshua McNichols.